1-800-880-810 is the number to call. Garrett in San Francisco, you're on KGO.
Yes.
Hi.
I was going to say that, yes, I think they're beautiful to look at and formidable and a bit threatening because they're large. And when I was a kid, my sister and I used to lock each other up in a turkey shed before Thanksgiving.
That's a mean thing to do.
Well, yes, but fortunately it never did attack us.
Right.
So all animals that didn't off light, I am protective of, and so I'm protective of turkeys.
Right.
But, you know, the thing to remember is if you can't tell a male from a female of any bird, turkey or otherwise, when you shoot one or kill one, it just may be a female.
Mm-hmm.
And she may have squabs.
Right.
Little squabs in a nest that aren't going to get fed that night, or the night after that, or the night after that, and they will slowly starve.
Right.
And when people kill animals, they should think of the implications of what they're doing, because when the time comes that they feel threatened by terrorists or people of some other political persuasion that seem to be threatening their security, and they think that God is on their side and all that crap, they should just realize that the will to live and the will to progress is divided against itself, and that they are part of that division because they participated in it.
Right, but as much as I agree with you that no being should die in a very painful, slow way, and starvation is a very painful and slow way to do it, you have to see that there is a problem, that there's the reality of the situation and there's the way that we'd like it to be. We'd like it to be that animals don't die, and if they don't die, and if they do die, that they die in humane ways.
But
the reality of the situation is that the population is burgeoning to the point where it's encroaching upon places that we are living, and we either have to make a decision of pulling out of those areas or doing something about the population of turkeys.
But couldn't that be said about redundant human populations as well?
But it's a whole lot different. You do see the difference between killing a turkey and killing a person.
Well, let me say this, that I really don't care when people die. Are when animals die. It's that they suffer. That's the part that I find grievously offensive.
Very true.
And I just can't abide the fact that I would have anything to do with contributing to the suffering of anyone.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And I agree with you that there...